Back at work. Short week with the Seahawks Thursday night. We had some moves to make. I know we'll be clear by the 75 deadline. We'll do what needs to be done in terms of, you know, completing our evaluation and making the decisions going forward from here. But anyway, good day back out there. So, questions?
Just numbers-wise, going into this last game, you want to rest some of your starters, and now you have fewer. I think at 75 as opposed to 90, and I assume there's some guys you don't want to play.
Yeah, it's a delicate, you know, balancing act. We'll have a plan. We'll meet on it, determine relative health, and discuss exactly how we want to go through that. But we need to finish our evaluation. We've got a lot of guys that are in competitive situations, whether it's a role on the team or whether it's a spot on the team. So we need those competitions to play out, and some of those evaluations will go into this last game.
Obviously, you haven't been happy about the way the run defense has been performing this season. After looking back on film, though, the last game, is there anything that you can pinpoint that's been the real issue or just little things?
Oh, yeah, we've got a handle on it. And I'm really more pleased with some of the positive things than I am, you know, overly concerned on things that I know that we'll fix. So I'm actually more pleased with, you know, some of the positive things that are going on right now. We know we've got to make improvement as a team, and that will be from start to end, and that'll be, you know, not only as we finish this off season, but once we get into the regular season as well. So that'll be important for us.
Which things please you so far?
Well, really happy with the way Derek Carr has shown command of the offense. And I think, you know, the other night I thought the whole world got a little glimpse of it. But I feel like, you know, watching him conduct himself in meetings throughout the offseason and the way he's taken charge, you know, we've given him more freedom in the offense. And he's really taken that and done a great job with it. You know, super prepared, you know, the timing on some of the throws and the decision making and those things. I'm very pleased with that. I'd start there. The way the team works. I think we have a good work ethic. I think that's important to have. So those have been real positives for us.
I think one of the big questions entering the season was who's going to back up Latavius Murray. It looks like you possibly have two good rookies that can do that. Yeah. Kind of, what are your thoughts on Jalen and DeAndre, what they did so far? Obviously, Jalen just won preseason game, though.
Yeah, DeAndre has a little more experience throughout this preseason, but both he and Jalen were sharp the other night. Did a nice job in their opportunities. So they're both exciting young men. They're built similarly in that they're not, you know, huge guys. I had a guy that was pretty good in Jacksonville named Maurice Jones-Drew. And Mo played out here, and I know it was toward the end of his career, but he was a dynamic guy that could give you some tremendous impact. And you know, I'm not putting that label necessarily on these guys. I'm just saying it doesn't matter the stature as much as it does the skill level that you bring to the team and some of the, you know, abilities that you bring as a player.
I think you used to say about Jones Drew is short, but he's not small.
He's not small.
And these guys are not
one of my all-time favorites. I mean, I love Mojo. So.
But these guys are pretty stout too. Maybe not as stout as him physically yet.
Yeah. Well, they're not at that point. Mojo looked a lot like that his first year.
Yeah.
And he got a little thicker as he's gone. And yeah. But in terms of giving the explosive playmaking ability, I think you see some of that in both these young men.
Sometimes rookies, running backs with pick up and things like that is something, a little bit of an adjustment when they come to the NFL. How are these guys doing
yeah.
in that aspect?
Okay. I mean, I think they've made progress from day one, you know. Neither one were really involved in it much at the collegiate level. So there's an adjustment just in terms of learning who to block. And then being smaller guys, people are going to try you. So you get a chance to put your helmet under their chin and let them know that you're serious about protecting the quarterback. And I think both guys are eager in doing that.
Obviously, the stuff with the anthem has become a big story the last couple of days. Do you have anything? Do you tell your players about what you want to see out of them during the anthem, or is that kind of?
I've never had to address it, you know. So, never come to a point where I've had to address that. It's always been understood. You stand attention, you pay respect to our flag, our country, you know. So it's always been a kind of an assumed thing. Never really had to talk about it.
You feel the need maybe now, Jack, with everything, the way it's kind of blown up, to maybe talk to the team about it and what it means in general, but Kaepernick in particular?
Yeah, I think, you know, the best way to look at it is that, you know, in America as individuals, we all have freedoms, and that's one of the things that makes our country great, you know. So you may not always like or appreciate the fact that somebody's expressing themselves. For us, I think it's more about, you know, recognizing you're part of an organization, and you're representing our organization, and our organization believes that, you know, you should pay respect to the flag. So, you know, save those individual decisions to express yourself for an individual forum. So that's how we feel, you know, and talking with Mark Davis, and, you know, kind of how the football team feels about it, how our organization feels about it. So, and that's right in line with my thinking as well. You know, I think when you look at the Raiders, you look at an organization that historically has been at the forefront of civil rights and social movements, and, you know, hired the first African-American head coach, hired the first Latino-American head coach, hired the first female in the front office. So, yeah, I mean, I think clearly, the Raiders organization has always been at the forefront of that. But our organization, you know, believes that you should act as a good teammate and a good organizational member and do the right thing.
How have you felt about the play of Dan Williams and Justin Ellis inside to them?
Yeah, big guys, you know, big, powerful guys. Dan's come along slower than Jelly has. I think, you know, Justin has really had a really strong camp, done a nice job throughout. And Dan's coming on strong at the end here.
You talked Saturday night about some of the run defense and the alignment, positioning type things. Is that easier thing to fix in practice than tackling? Or you can, tackling stuff you can't really do.
You can work on those things. And those are really things. I mean, it ends up being right now. You know, it's coming out of camp, preparing for the regular season, and you get these opportunities in preseason to kind of tighten things up, and I expect we'll be ready to roll when the regular season gets here.
You mentioned Dan Williams, you say he's coming along a little slower, and he was behind Justin Ellis in training camp, and then in the game the other day, he was a captain. Can you talk about what went into the decision?
Tennessee boy. Playing the Titans. A couple guys from Tennessee and an older veteran. They were our captains for that day. So that was the thinking behind that.
Ongoing evaluations. Is the right tackle still one of those spots, or is that still up for grabs, or where does that stand?
We don't have to declare anything at this point. I think Menelik has had a real good camp. I think Austin has come back and had a good season, or a good off season as well. And I think soon that'll be declared. But right now we're still working both guys.
Do you want to see more of Corey in middle linebacker? You can put him in middle linebacker a little bit for the ones.
Corey?
Yeah, do you want to see more of that? Maybe this week see him and Ben both in that?
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I feel like we're developing a good young player there in Corey. And, you know, you saw Ben last year come on and play well as the year went on, and he got opportunities. So I think, you know, both guys will count on to play, you know, a good amount for us this year.